Do you think that it's important for non-profit organisations to provide aid for people in need?
Yes, I think it's really important that non-profit organisations provide aid for people in need. It shouldn't be like that. I think governments should provide the cover that is required by people that are in need. But unfortunately, the reality is that the different states, governments around the world just don't provide enough support for vulnerable people. And that's the support provided by NGOs is absolutely essential for these people. They're the people who really get to the people on the ground and provide support in terms of housing, in terms of food, in terms of clothing, clean water. I think without them, a lot of people would be in a very, very difficult situation. So yes, I think, unfortunately, it's essential and that they do a great job on the whole.
Have you ever donated money to a non-profit aid organisation? If so, what does the organisation do?
Yes, I've donated money to non-profit organisations. I'm a member of quite a few. I'm a member of Greenpeace. I'm a member of Amnesty International. I'm a member of a local environmental group. I used to sponsor a child in a developing country as well and helped pay for her educational fees to allow her to get an education. And I'm very happy to collaborate with these organizations because I think most of them are very well set up. And I know that not all the money gets through to the people that you would like to help, because obviously there are costs along the way that have to be covered. But I think so long as a certain amount of the money gets through, then it's so much better than nothing. And the services that these NGOs provide are incredibly important. So I'm very, very happy to collaborate with them.
What do you think about tapas, eating small portions rather than large servings?
I love tapas. I think it's a great invention. I much prefer to eat lots of different tasty things than just a big portion of one thing. So for me, tapas is fantastic. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so popular. They're so popular around the world. People love trying different things. And also, you can share food like this. So you have a tapa that you can share with other people that you're out with and socializing with. And it's the sort of thing that it's a very social thing to do, is to eat tapas with friends. And I think it's very conducive to having fun and enjoying other people's company. So tapas are great, yeah.
Do you have a favorite tapa?
It's very difficult to choose a favorite tapa, I think. But one of the things I love it's something in Spain, they're called pimientos de padrón, and they are small green peppers, traditionally from Galicia. And the exciting thing is that they're fried, and most of them are sweet and just very pleasant, but the occasional one is incredibly spicy and hot and really burns your mouth off. So it's a sort of almost fun activity of finding out whether you're going to get the spicy one, the really hot one. And they're great. I really enjoy those. But I love most tapas. I think they're fantastic.